And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, and, well, we say bye-bye to the beautiful month of May, today.
Yes, we're intrepidly back for the last day of the month. June has got a lot of big features coming up on our show. We're going to get the trophy train out of mothballs again.
I don't forget your Arbor Day celebration.
Don't forget what?
Your Arbor Day celebration.
Arbor Day celebration, is that in June? Yes.
Right. Well, I've always celebrated Arbor Day. When are you celebrating?
I've always celebrated it in June.
June is when I've always celebrated it.
That's what I always thought.
That'll be a big feature, and then we have the Bob and Ray picnic for the employees coming up very soon. We'll have it a little bit earlier this year.
Well, plus we're going to plan it a little better too, and Bob and myself are going to participate a little more actively in it. We're not going to be as remote as we were a year ago.
Well, it was hot a year ago when we had that.
I know, but we didn't make too many friends with that broadcast.
No, we didn't.
We didn't come off nice and friendly at all.
No, we didn't with our Christmas show either. Oh, here's Nicky Oceanic, ladies and gentlemen, tapping in on his little patent leathers. Nicky, sit down here. Good to have the owner and dance master of the Oceanic Dance Studios here with us again.
Say, you'll be pleased to know that I've named the dance step after you.
Hey, I'm real pleased. What's the name of it?
It's called a bottling glide. It's kind of a fast pigeon-toed shuffle. Dance on a slight bias, you know?
Sounds like a man walking into a biddle with cold wind.
Why don't you drop the side of it, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your upcoming show on television, An Hour with Nicky Oceanic.
Last
one you told us about was a dilly. I hope this is going to be better.
Well, the show is going to be on, I think, a week from today. Yes, it is. And it'll be a big afternoon in my life.
I see by the card here that the show starts at 3:15. Calm down. And it ends at 4:32. Now, Nicky, that's 17 minutes over the hour that's been allotted to you.
Well, I think we can lick that. Cut down on the time if I use a treadmill for the usher dance number. Save a lot of steps.
Uh-huh. How's your show going to compare with the one Fred Astaire did?
Well, I'm not going to chat when I get out there at all. I'm going to let my feet do the talking for me. I'm not going in for any lengthy oration.
Well, you've got to admit that Fred Astaire is doing a bright opening. Is your opening going to be as bright and eye-catching as Fred?
Well, Mr. Negley, he's the producer of the show. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Mustard
Negley?
Yes, he said he knew you fellas. Well, anyway, he watched me in rehearsal.
He's about this tall and wears a cap all the time.
Anyway, and he watched me in rehearsal, and he suggested that we open the show with a film clip of War in the Pacific.
Well, is that something to hold the viewers before you make an appearance?
Well, you see, War in the Pacific has a certain appeal, particularly the film segment Mr. Negley's interested in showing.
What's that?
The soft underbelly of Japan. I'm up, you know.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Then after the film, you'd come on, is that right?
That's right. See, dancing is lighter than war, anytime.
Sure.
And see, it'd be a good contrast. And I think folks would find my dancing more enjoyable after a film like that.
Well, now, what's your first dance number going to be like? Can you tell us?
Well, my feet are going to be highlighted in the first number, and I intend to wear light blue shoes, which will show up as, they'll show up white on TV, you know.
Uh-huh. And the card here says you'll be doing quick shoe changes as noted tenor Larry Sterling sings songs of various nations.
That's right. And I see by the card that you have something else to say.
Yes, that the first various nation will be France.
Yes. Now, I'll be wearing spats, buddy, during this number.
Bobby.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I always thought it was Bud.
No, Bud Elliott. No, a lot of people think that, but it's the way I pronounce it.
It's what, Bob?
Yeah. But we're getting off the subject now. You're going to be wearing spats during this opening number?
Yes. As noted tenor Larry Sterling sings, everything is bully on Z Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
And as you probably noticed, the second various nation is Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And the number...
You're wearing wooden shoes for that.
Right, wooden clogs.
As noted tenor Larry Sterling sings, tiptoe through the tulips.
With me. Yes, and I'll be dancing to tunes of about 30 other various nations.
Well, that sounds like a strenuous afternoon for you, and also for Note Lieutenant Larry Sterling. How is the sequence going to end, Nicky?
Well, the last part of the number isn't really a various nation, Bud. Noted tenor Larry Sterling will be singing Goodnight, Sweetheart, and I'll be taking my shoes off slowly.
Nicky, there isn't a runway involved in all this, is there?
Oh, no, no.
Well, thanks, Nicky Oceanic, anyway, for giving us a preview of the big afternoon spectacle that we'll all be watching with some interest. Time now for another thrilling, never-to-be-forgotten promotion rendered by us on behalf of Daytime Network Radio.
When's he getting back from vacation, this fella? Well, anyway, the fellow who writes these CBS promos, as we call them, promotionals, you see.
Norm Minogue.
What did you say?
Norm Minogue.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, time out now for a memo from the CBS Radio Program Department, and it's in the form of a conundrum.
Was that a new kind of Madison Avenue thing?
More than like
a year ago.
Anyway, the conundrum goes like this. What do Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, is that Linkletter, Bing Crosby, and Rosemary Clooney have in common?
Well, what kind of an answer do they want?
Some kind of a poly game, I guess.
Well, let's see. They're all bigger than a bread box, right?
Well, there's some truth in that, but is that the one they want, really?
Well, everybody already knows that Arthur, Gary, Art, Bing, and Rosie make up CBS Radio's great lineup of daytime stars each weekday on the network.
No. That can't be the answer they're after.
Well, I don't know if I can go to sleep tonight.
Well, I'll tell you. We'll ponder it some more the minute the show goes off the air. How's that? Now then. As a painfully sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Dampened Spirits, taken from book XI, chapter IV, page bottom of 11. It's mid-afternoon as we look in on Mother and Father. Mother is engaged in peeling potatoes. Father is working on the corn.
What are you doing, Benny, peeling potatoes?
That's right.
That's a worthy occupation for a rainy day like this.
What are you doing there, shucking corn?
It should be a very delightful old-fashioned New England boiled dinner.
Why, you're
but
off.
But it isn't
your...
going to be.
No, I was saying you're off your rocker.
Yes.
No, New England boiled dinner.
Have you ever seen it rain as steadily and as hard as it's raining today?
Oh, I don't know, but those choppers of yours have slipped dreadfully in the last 2 weeks.
Yes,
when was the last time you dropped by Dr. Tyler?
Would you care to say that again, Sandy?
Well, really, I think so long as you're going to be making that talk next Friday down at the lodge, you ought to have your teeth tightened before you get up and make a fool of yourself.
I've never seen rain as swiftly coming as this.
You've got a nice whistling S there now, too. You never had that before.
Well, it is time I see Dr. Tyler again.
Please, don't talk so much. Not with that S.
I'm going to the door and see if it shows.
Oh, boy, it goes
letting up.
It goes right through me when you do that.
This still coming down, Fanny.
Well, it sounded to me like it's 3 or 4 feet deep right outside the door.
At least.
Let me open that again.
Yes. Yes. We'll need a rowboat to get out.
You know what's happened here? I think the rain spout's backed up.
The rain spout?
Wait a minute. Were you outdoors this morning?
Yes.
Was that you I saw puttering there where the water's supposed to run off and down the back?
Well, I was just banking the rose.
Banking it? I'll bet our cellar is flooded.
I bet it is, too, come to think of it.
Let me open the cellar door. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a wine
bar, too. Everything's floating down there.
Oh, talk of really dampened spirits.
You have been listening to another episode of One Fellow's Family, brought to you as a painfully sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled Dampened Spirits, was taken from Book XI, Chapter IV, page bottom of page 11. Sound by Joe Cavillo. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Meadows. This is a messy production. Is that Johnny Weissmuller going by there?
Kind of has it resembling a little bit.
Sure does.
In as much as our radiothon is moving on now to...
Bob, is this your concept of total radio?
Yeah.
Because it's not mine.
What I had in mind.
And I think rather than bring in everyone for another production meeting, maybe we could discuss it on the air.
Okay.
Your idea of total radio and my idea. They seem to be in conflict.
So you mean they're not the same? They don't agree. They don't jive.
You know it, bud.
Well, what's yours, then?
Same.
Okay. Well, how much?
That's enough there.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Anybody here in the audience want to do a trick for us?
Hey, that's okay. I do tricks with cards.
You have a dog there with you. Do you have,
right.
Have you taught him any tricks?
No. I wish he could teach me one of his, though. I can scratch the back of his
you,
back like that.
You are Itchy Muldoon. Is that your name, sir?
That's right.
How did you get that moniker?
Well, my father's name was Muldoon.
Oh, I see.
And my mother was an itchy.
And you're here for the big convention.
Yeah, they gave me my mother's maiden name as her first name.
Well, that's very nice. It's a nice little touch, I think.
It isn't. It's caused me embarrassment all my life.
Well, that, of course.
I'd like to be called Itchy Elliot.
Well, I would like
it. I mean, would you like it?
No,
I mean,
I don't think
well, don't
I
give
would.
Me that soft palaver about it. It's very interesting. Yes, a lot of people do that. All that.
Well, I just thought I'd try to ease your
don't try
burden
to soft soap me. Wait.
Of your name a little
You'll
bit.
You'll be fed when the show's over.
Well, don't be mean to the animal, because we do have to treat our feathered friends with courtesy and...
Boy. I mean, you're a real Ph.D. Call a dog a feathered friend?
Well, no. I mean, a furry friend would be closer to it. Or in that dog's case...
Well, what would you call it in case?
I don't know. What is the matter with
Swayed.
Him? Swayed. Swayed back. Well, what kind of tricks can he do?
He can hop through a hoop. He can take a deck of cards and mess them all around the room here. And he can tell you the card you were thinking of by putting his paw on that one particular card.
Can we do this rather rapidly? I'd like to see him perform this feat.
Well, I'll ask him. Spot, can you do it rapidly? Because we only have a few seconds. Yeah, he says okay.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, well, I have a deck of cards here, and I've spread them out on the floor. And I want him to point his paw at the three of diamonds.
Go ahead, Spot. The three of diamonds. That one right there. There, you got it. Where's my hat? Come back here, audience. Get here. Come back here. We're not there. Total radio, okay?
I'm going to be back in 10 seconds. Did you close the program now? Did you say you wanted to close it in a particular way?
Yes. Goodbye, May. Hello, June.
Oh, I was afraid of
it. Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
It makes good sense to employ the handicapped. This reminder from the CBS Radio Network.